Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Hundreds of kids who have grown up in Crafton Heights have come through the youth programs at the Open Door and at the Crafton Heights First United Presbyterian Church. Most of them have been positively impacted by one man.
So the Open Door serves children from kindergarten up through high school. And part of what I would do is be a mentor or a role model or a person in the room for the different programs for the Open Door. My name is Tim Salinetro. I live in Crafton Heights. I'm part of the church there. Probably in any given school year, meet around 100 people. They range in age and experiences and socioeconomic status. There's some that are well off. They're church members. They come and they have a great time. And there's some children that are getting themselves there after making themselves dinner and caring for the three-year-old. But they all come there looking for some outlet of energy or some connection with someone that will love them.
When Tim comes into the room, he is someone who is sought after by the children and climbed all over by the kids. He is befriended and trusted by the young adults and the teens, and he is highly regarded and respected by his peers and his elders. My name is Dave Carver, and it has been my privilege to know Tim Salinetro since the day he was born.
I've grown up in the church that I'm a member of at the First UP Church of Crafton Heights. I work with the youth group. We meet every Sunday night for an hour and a half. We get together, and we'll do a Bible study together. And our hope is that through this youth group, as they go through everything that middle schoolers and high schoolers go through, they have this friend that they can turn to and trust to talk to them about anything. That's our real hope. Another hope of ours is to give these children experiences that they might not have otherwise. So every year we take a mission trip, kind of expands their worldview. We were in Tennessee, and we were like, well, let's go to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and like, maybe we'll see a bear. And they're like, no, we don't want to see a bear. And I'm like, yeah, we might see a bear, and we totally had no intention of seeing one. You're like, why would we see one? So we're driving through, we're driving up the mountains on this big mountain road, heading up to this overlook. And as we're going up the hill, like, we can see cars stopped on the side of the road. And Dave and I look at it, we're like, this has got to be a bear. There's got to be a bear by the side of the road. And so we get there, and sure enough, like 20 feet off the road, there's this black bear just ambling through the road. And like, the kids are just watching it. And like, no one's saying anything, but like, this cool moment that exists for, like, and then he was off. After 2 minutes, the bear was off and you didn't see him. And like, it's moments like that, those little ones, that for most of those children, that was the first time they saw a wild black bear. But it's those memories, those experiences you hope to build and give those kids. And I remember years past that, children bringing that up. They're like, do you remember when we were driving through the mountains and we saw that black bear? And yeah, I have many stories like that where children, like, they'll even message me on Facebook. They'll see something that reminds them of a story of a trip we took.
I would say that Tim Salinetro is the kind of young man that young people hope to grow up to be and that parents hope their children grow into. He is an incredible model and mentor for our young people, and the world's a much better place because he's in it.
To learn about others having a positive impact on our community or to nominate someone who you think is making a difference, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.